Yesterday, the 19th of December, marking the 3 years of the beginning of the December Revolution in Sudan that led to the oust of former President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. The protesters gathered from the three major towns of Khartoum, that is Khartoum North and Omdurman, and they tried to approach the presidential palace. In the first place, they were faced with a heavy tear gas, but they resisted and they insisted moving forward towards the presidential palace. And it seems there were some orders from the security organs or military in the country. After some time, the security and the police tried, you know, and retreated from the various checkpoints that they were stationed at. And at the end of the day, at around 4 to 5 p.m. Sudanese time, the protesters arrived at the presidential palace. They expected maybe to begin a sit-in in front of that palace.
So, Michael, you mentioned the 19th of December anniversary. This was the protest that led to the downfall of former President Bashir. Now, what are these protesters demanding now?
They are saying within the past 3 years, nothing has changed. Like, their living costs remain the same. The insecurity remains the same in major part of the country. And there is no much being done by the transitional government. That is one. Number two, they are demanding the military leaders to form a civilian transitional government to complete the rest of the transitional period. They want the military and civilian partnership to come to an end so that civilians are the one leading the country. They don't want any involvement of the military. They are also protesting against the recent political agreement that was signed on November 21st by Al-Burhan and Hamdok, which reinstated Hamdok back to his position.
Michael, I wonder if you saw, there was an article in which the Prime Minister Hamdok was sounding a warning, saying that the stability of Sudan and the unity of Sudan is in danger. He also called for a political agreement. What is the Prime Minister referring to here?
Prime Minister, basically, he has been repeating this over and over again. I remember during the signing ceremony of this political declaration on November 21st, he mentioned during his speech and said he accepted to sign this political agreement because he wanted to stop the bloodshed of the young Sudanese. And he also wanted to make sure the country does not go into, you know, violence and to tribal and ethnic dimension.
Michael, thank you so much again for bringing us up to date about Sudan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thank you. You're always welcome.